A letter from Anne, 5th of April, 1887. Dear Sophia, thank you very much for supporting my decision to come here. I wasn't so sure when Mr. Anagnos recommended me to be Helen's teacher, but you encouraged me to seize the opportunity. If it wasn't for you, I would never have known that I could make a difference in someone else's life and the gratification of helping others. I couldn't wait to tell you about the exciting news. Helen now knows that everything has a name and is eager to learn the manual alphabet. It's definitely a breakthrough. I made Helen hold her mug under the water spout while I pumped. As the cold water gushed forth, filling the mug, I spelt W-A-T-E-R on her free hand. The sensation of cold water rushing over her hand seemed to startle her. She dropped the mug and stood as one transfixed. She then spelt water several times and asked for the name of every object she touched. For the first time, she showed interest in learning. Within a few hours, she had added 30 new words to her vocabulary. Around a month ago, she only knew a few words and had no idea how to use them. And she didn't know that everything has a name. Look how far she has come. I must say, I saw myself in Helen, even though her past experience and associations were all against me. I was an angry girl whose world was not understood by others. And you, dear, were willing to reach out to me, nurture me and challenge me. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the love you gave me when I was a lonely, troublesome schoolgirl, whose thoughtlessness must have caused you no end of anxiety. You are more than a teacher to me. You are a friend, and sometimes like a mother to me. You taught me with love, patience, and care. You helped me realize my potential. For this, I am most thankful. I know you feared that my quick temper would make trouble for me here, but I am glad to be able to tell you that I am living peaceably with everyone. My experience working here with Helen has made me grow up and be more peaceful and understanding of others, all thanks to you. With much love, Anne.